You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. You have your Bible, Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of men came into the daughters of men, and they bare children of them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. As we see this tonight, and we see the Lord, and he's speaking, and we have to wonder what happened. Amen? I'd like to preach for just a little while tonight on that thought. What happened? Now we see the Lord, the Bible says that he created everything, and when he created it, he said that it was good. And God created a man and woman, a male and female created he them. Amen? And he put them in a garden, a perfect place. Amen? They had everything that they could ever desire or need right there in that garden. And then not only did they have everything they need, but they had a relationship with God Almighty. Amen? So they had everything they needed. They had a perfect relationship, a perfect fellowship in a perfect place. So what happened? The same thing that's happening all around the world tonight. When people become hardened to God and godliness, and we begin to push away, and then we begin to see the things of this world, and things begin to creep in, and they begin to devour souls. They devour men. They begin to pull men down and to pull men away from a holy God. I want to say, if there's a day and an hour that we need God, is in the day and hour that we live in right now. We need God more than we ever have in the United States of America. We need God more than we ever have in your house, in my house, praise God. We need him more than we've ever needed him before. We've all went through hard times. We've all seen difficulties. We've all had obstacles we've faced in life. But I want to say, there's nothing like what we're facing right now in America. We need strength. We need help from God. But the only way to figure that out is to figure out what happened. What happened? What caused people to turn their back on a holy God? What caused people to look past God and look beyond God and look to something that they think could be better? I want to say, I know that there's nothing that's better than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing better than a good God of glory who loves us and gave himself for us. Amen. Nothing is better than that. So what happened? Well, the Bible said that there was a shameful depravity is what took place. That's what happened. Shameful depravity. Shameless, if you will, depravity. Amen? When men begin to lust and they begin to consume. And the Bible says there, you say, well, preacher, here said that they just came to pass when men begin to multiply. And you said, well, preacher, that's what God said to do. He said men just need to multiply and replenish the earth. But I want to say, I believe they begin to multiply and replenish too fast. I believe they begin to take upon themselves. I believe they begin to intermarriage with the ungodliness. Amen. I will say, listen, we need to be careful. Amen. When we're hunting for a mate, when we're trying to live right, praise God, we need to get yoked up with somebody that believes like we do. Amen. We need to have somebody that believes, and God have to believe just like we do, or we're messing up out the gate. We need to encourage our young people and show them and tell them, praise God, that they need to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart. Amen. That'll help them to be the kind of person that they need to be so they can find somebody to love that'll love them back. Amen. But the Bible says here that there was a shameless depravity that had come upon men. As sons of men, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Amen. They began to take them all that they chose. See, they was a fellow by the name of Lamech. Now, they was two Lamechs. They was one Lamech was from the godly line of Seth. And he was a good and a righteous and upright man. But the Bible also tells us that they was a Lamech that was that would come out of the ungodly line of Cain. And Lamech, he done his own thing. Kind of like the world today. If you go back in Genesis chapter 4, in verse 19, the Bible says, and Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah, or Zillah. He said, hey, so what happened? He took it upon himself. He said, no, God said to join yourself to your wife. He said, hey, listen, if I join myself to one wife, pray God, wouldn't it be a little bit better if I joined myself to two? Huh? God help him. What was he thinking? He must have been out of his mind. Amen? He said, hey, listen, if he said, God said it's good to have one wife, he said, I might as well have to. What did he do? He took upon himself the lust of the flesh and followed the lust of the flesh and went out to please him on self and forgot about God. Ain't we doing the same thing today? Amen? We're taking upon ourselves doing that thing that we want to do and we forget about God. So the first thing he did, he started polygamy. Amen? Ungodliness out of the gate. God never ordained for a man to have more than one wife. Amen? Did you hear me? He never ordained man to have more than one wife. He knew, fellas, we couldn't handle it. Amen? I told my wife one time when she got 40, I was going to trade her in for 220s. Old Pete Honeycutt down there at MSD, he said, you know what? He said, you ain't wired for 240. Amen? Or for 220. He said, pray God, said, you'll explode. Amen? You can't love two of them, praise God. We got to love them like Christ loved the church and gave ourselves for it. Amen? So first thing he did, he started polygamy. Amen? Ungodliness. Now people like that, they got programs on TV now that are glorifying polygamy. They're glorifying Linda about a man that's got all kinds of different wives and a whole household full of children. It's ungodliness is what it is. Amen. It's defilement against God. Amen. It's just the lust of the flesh, the self-satisfaction, self-gratification, gratification, praise God, and that's not of God. Hello? Amen. That's not of God. Praise the Lord. We ought to do all things for His glory. That means we listen to Him and we do it the way He says. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The world today tells us, you know what, preacher? You know, you just need to be a little more relaxed. You just need to get a little bit more with the program. They say, yeah, well, I do. I tell them, yeah, I need to get a little bit more with God's program. Amen. Amen. It's pretty a pretty straightforward program. Amen. But they got hooked up in pornography. Amen. They got polygamy and then they got hooked up in pornography. They start chasing after the lust of the flesh. He said that in chapter 6 and verse 5, he said, God saw the wickedest man that was great on earth and that every imagination of thoughts was his heart was only evil continually. He began to think and to lust and to dwell on these things, amen, and he began to be led away to the full expression, amen, of wickedness. Look at where we're at today. We're living in the exact same time, a full expression of wickedness everywhere you look. There's nothing holding people back. There's nothing restraining folks no more. You know the old saying they started in the 60s, if it feels good, do it. Amen. But I will say, praise God, there's some things that might feel good to this flesh, but it's wrong in the eyes of God. Amen. Or stay away from it. But you see how this thing begins to escalate and it begins to be polygamy and it begins to be pornography, it begins to be the wickedness and the thoughts and the imagination of men's hearts. Imagination of men's minds. They start chasing after all these things. they throw away the restraints. And they come into a full expression of ungodliness. Amen. So what does God do? The Bible says, God says, I said, man, this is just a fleshly thing. He said, I guess what I'll do. He said, I'll put a time limit on it. He said, I think 120 years will be about right. Amen. He said, I'll give about 120 years for them to figure this thing out, praise God, that it ain't all that, and even turn around and get back to God, amen, before I say, enough's enough. So what happened is God said, you know what? It ain't about your way, it's about my way. Amen. Praise God, I still like God's way. Amen, I think it's the right way. I think it's a good way. I think it's a holy way. I think it's a righteous way. Praise the Lord. So these folks begin to got caught up in this shameful depravity. Amen. And then they begin to look at different means of, when the shameful depravity wasn't good enough, they begin to look at different means in order to be satisfied. How many people today in the world looking at all kinds of different means in order to be satisfied? So it kind of looked like a scientific development. So you begin to try things and begin to experiment with things. Amen? So what happened? The Bible tells us they begin to do some experimenting. In Genesis chapter 4, down about verse 22, said in Zilah, one of Lamech's wives, she bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. So what happened? They said, had a young man come along and said, you know what? I believe I'm going to be an engineer. And not I'm going to be an engineer, I'm going to be an instructor of engineer. I'm going to show people how things is done. I'm going to show people how to make things. I'm going to show things. Hey, man, glory be to God, they can make things that'll stand in life. Hey, this God stuff we don't know about, but praise God, I can take some metal, I can take some brass, and I can make you a God, and it'll last. Praise God, you can set it on your shelf, and it'll be there forever. Amen. Wonder what kind of gods we're making today, putting on a shelf, saying, that'll last forever. I'm going to say it won't last. Amen. It won't last. But it said, hey, listen, the Lamech and his wickedness, amen, and his the gall of depravity had these young'uns, praise God, he brought up, and he said, hey, you know, I'll be an engineer. I'll build us a God, amen, that'll stand and endure. Amen. We better be careful of the gods we build. Amen. But that wasn't good enough, so the Bible says in Genesis chapter 4, in verse 20, that he had a brother and his name was Jabal. And Jabal wasn't going to be outdone by his brother. So he said, well, you know what? He said, you be an engineer. He said, you draw people to you and you instruct them. He said, but I believe, hey, listen, somebody needs to be able to collect the money. We need to make a little bit off of this. So he got into the economic end of it. Amen. He became those, the Bible says it, he became those that dwelt in tents and had, and of such as have cattle. He said, you know what? He said, you know what? Now that we've got these arrows and stuff, and these metal stuff, amen. He said, I'm going to forget about this, being a husbandman and keeping, working in the garden and hunting for a living, praise God. He said, I'm just going to get me some cattle and I'm going to begin to, get in this economical thing, amen. He said, I'm going to just begin to build me a business, amen, and I'm going to begin to make some money. Ain't it amazing how the world ain't changed a bit? We still want to get in there and we still want to, and if we ain't careful, we forget about God. Amen. So you have these three brothers. Now that's one, he's an engineer, an instructor. This other guy, he comes along, he's in the economic end. He's a businessman. He's done got him a cattle. He's done started him a ranch. Before long, he's hired him some hands, kind of guide and rustle them cattle along, amen. Push them cattle along, get them to market, things like that. But little brother, he ain't going to be left out. Bible said there was another, and his name was Jubal. And he was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. I got thinking about this. I said, well, glory to God. So y'all won. He's done got into engineering and instruction. Amen. He's going to show people how to build things with their hands. Amen. Stuff that'll stand, something that you can claim to have from now on.
The other brother, he's in business, praise God. He's going to show you how to make the money. He's going to get in there. He's going to begin to develop different things, different options, amen, to apply that so that he can be his own man. You know what's wrong with that, praise God? We forget about our own God. But now little brother Jubal, he comes along, he said, you know what? He said, you fellas, go ahead and do that. But he said, hey, you ain't something missing. You say, well, you got those people that are making things with their heads. You got those people that are in business making money left and right. He said, what could be missing out of that? The entertainment thing. Amen. Said, you got to have a little bit of entertainment. Hey, if you just get to do making your artifact and you get to just making your money, they said, somebody, people will get bored with that. So he said, you know what we got to do? Said, we got to have a little entertainment in there. Amen. You know, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong with none of this. No, not as long as we don't forget God. Amen. When that becomes priority and we forget God, we forget to remember God. He said, then it makes all the difference. Amen. They forgot to remember God. So God gave them a timeline. He said, that when this thing, he said, I'm, one of these days, I'm going to have enough of this. Amen. They developed these things. And then God says in verse 11, Genesis 6, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Amen. So what happened? As they begin to build these things, people begin to flock to the things. Hello? Have you ever noticed that when people come up with ideas, people tend to flock to those ideas to see what kind of ideals they are? And they'll hang out there to see whether or not it's going to work out. Amen? And after a little while, if it don't work out, so they'll run away from that, they'll bail out, and they'll run after something else. But I want to say on the authority of God that we have a good God of glory, amen, who will always work out. Amen. He'll always be sufficient, praise God. He'll always be there, amen, to minister and help us and carry us along the way. Amen. So they said that there was some things that they had to reevaluate, some things they need to look at. He said, and number one is that they needed to stay in a close relationship with the Lord. But he said, because that, he said, they was drawing these men, these people were drawing, being drawn together. Amen. In the world today, I was reading an article here a while back, and I forget how many billions of people are in the world. And in some of your major cities, 75% of the people in that place live in that city. Out of billions and billions of people, a lot of times it's right there in the cities, amen, where all this comes together. Where you got the entertainment and you got people making things and you got people making money and people flock to those locations. But you know what, bro? That's some of the worst places in the world. And he said violence is widespread in those places. Amen. What happened? People forgot about God and they went to chasing after other things. Amen. And they forgot what they needed to be chasing all along. Amen. So you see in our cities, in our place, and people's wondering, what in the world's going on? We got law officers in these big cities, Chicago, New York, and in Maryland, place like that, a capital, D.C. They don't know what to do. Crime is out of control. Violence is out of control. Murder is out of control. What happened? Amen. People forgot to remember God. Amen. Mamas and daddies, they forgot to keep pointing their children toward Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary. Amen. What happened? People forgot to remember a holy God. You say, preacher, how could people get in such a fix? How could people get to become so deluded, so deceived, so delusional? I believe Jesus covered that. Back over in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says this in verse 37, Matthew 24, 37. They're talking about when the heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word will never pass away. He said, you can trust in what I tell you. And he goes on in verse 36, said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. But now notice what else Jesus says. Jesus Himself says in verse 39, and knew not. They was a great deception. Amen. They was a great delusion. Amen. That come upon them. Amen. They was a great delusion, a strong delusion. Amen. That everything was going to be all right. Everything was hunky-dory. Amen. When they got down the road a little ways further, they'd think about life eternal, but they wouldn't do it right now. I mean, folks, you know it's thinking like that today. Amen. What happened to them? They're living in the same kind of mentality that we're living in today. Hey, it's not me and it's not right now. Amen. It's somebody else. God's wanting to deal with somebody else. God loves you. Amen. We need to tell them that God loves them. Amen. The Bible says they knew not. A strong delusion. What's wrong with our people today? There's a strong delusion that everything's all right. Amen. The money's good. Their little gods, what they worship, what they honor, what they chase, they're all good. Amen. The entertainment's good. Amen. Hey, you know, I go up there to the church, but you know, on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, I like to sit there on the couch and watch my football game and play my Nintendo, whatever they play nowadays. Amen. It's more important. Bob, I'm getting down. I'm getting up to the sixth level. Yeah, right. You're going down to the sixth level. You said that right. Going down, amen. Going down instead of up, praise God. We're looking, amen, on the things of this world. We're getting caught up in materialistic things. Amen. We're being dropped down, praise God. Amen. A strong delusion in this world. The materialistic. Not only materialistic, but the supernaturalism that's in this world today. Have you noticed it? I mean, it's all about the good witches. Huh? The Harry Potters and the warlocks. The Ouija boards and the soothsayers. I mean, we got soothsayers tonight. We got palm readers in Asheville. Amen. God help us. People's flocking at. People run every morning to get their paper so they can look and see what their horoscope is for that day. They're looking at astrology, praise God, when we need to be looking past the stars to a holy God. Amen. But Jesus said, you know, they're caught up that these materialistic stuff and these supernaturalism. It's all around the world. All these things. But Jesus said, you know what? He said, it's not about that even. Amen. Jesus said, I know all this stuff, but all this stuff is trying to deceive you and cause you to be delusioned, dissuaded. But He said, it's not even about that. He said, they knew not. He said, what it was an ignorance of God and a lack of godliness. He said, it was an ignorance of a soon coming judgment upon humanity. Amen. So they got their eyes on everything in the world and they forgot about a judgment that's coming to unbelievers. Now, they was some of the strong delusion, but they was also some devotion. Bible says, oh Noah. Peter says, 2 Peter 2 and 5 said he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. And the Bible said that, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, John 6 and 8. Amen. So they was some devotion there to a holy God. And God had done give him a time that he said, no, I'm going to give you 120 years, brother. Preach, preach, preach. Amen. I won't say praise God. They still some good folks out there. They said, hey, some devotion. They still people that are trying to preach the gospel. Some people, hey, praise God, some preachers and some lay people that still trying to proclaim the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's still out there. It's still working. Amen. But I just wonder how much it's working. You see, I can just imagine my mind's eye. I know I've got a vivid imagination. I can imagine old Noah as he's a pounding those nails every day. They're cutting them big old. God told him to build an ark, great big boat, and he laid out the plan to build. And I'm Now, I believe old Noah, he began to build. He didn't ask questions. He just began to make up a set of blueprints, pray God, and begin to build. And I may have got some, just bear with me here. Maybe this is my mind. Let me abuse it or use it. But I can just imagine. He says, you know what? There ain't no way in the world I'm going to get this done myself. He says, I need to recruit some fellas. So he goes out in the neighborhood and says, hey, fellas, I need you to help me. Said, what do you got? He said, well, said, I give you, said, I can't pay you a whole lot, but said, I can give you some, you know, some little substance thing. He said, I'm going to build an ark. Said, you're going to build a what? He said, I'm going to build an ark. A what? A great big boat. He said, well, you ain't got good sense. He said, well, I may not have, but said, will you help me? He said, well, all right, Noah, we'll help you. So they go to building a boat, and oh no, he'd get up a little ways, and he'd stand up, and he said, the judgment of God's coming, boys. He said, we need to be preparing for the day of the Lord. People say that crazy old cootie's at it again. Preaching that the Lord's are coming. That judgments are coming. Better get right with God. Turn from our wicked way. Oh, we've heard it so much. I wonder what those folks, I mean, mockers. Mocking him, ridiculing him, putting him down. Wonder what they done, Brother Dean, when he run out that gangplank. Amen, and started loading her up. God, now Noah didn't go out in the, like you see in these little kiddie books, hey, where he goes out and gathers up the little animals and see him carrying them in there, you know, putting them in their little cages, running out and get some more. Amen. God brought them. I said, God brought them in two by two, praise God. Can you imagine when them animals start loading ourselves in the boat and Noah's just up there? He said, this is your place and this is your style and this is where you'll be staying. Amen. Point out. And there they went. What did they think about that? That's supernatural. They ain't a world looking for supernatural stuff, supernaturalisms ever. Why didn't they believe that? Because the Bible said in the last days they'll believe a lie and be damned. There's coming a time of delusion in this world that's going to be supernatural and people's going to believe it and be damned. When they could believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a whole lot easier, which would be a whole lot more helpful and be saved. But them animals became marching in there. Amen? And the Bible said that they had took that ark and they had pitched it without and within. That ark, that pitch is a type of the atonement. Amen? Sealing things up, making things right. Amen. Making things, glory to God, sink proof. Amen. And then the Bible said that God just closed that thing up. What did they think when old Noah was up there in that boat? Him and his wife and his sons, their wife, and he got up there in that boat and they closed the door. I guess they said, well, that crazy old coot looked like he done locked himself in. Well, that's a good thing. We're scared of him now. I hope God keeps him in there. Get him out of our way. Get him out of our hair. Amen. In there to all them animals, boy, ain't that going to be fun? But my Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But what about that when the rain began to fall down? When that sudden destruction come? Amen. There was a strong delusion. There was some devotion, but there's also sudden destruction. See, our people are going to be caught up one day because they know not. They don't know it. There's a God that loves them, that cares for them, and wants to help them. They're going to get caught up in sudden destruction one day. So they knew it not until the flood came and took them what? All away. All those that were delusional. All those that weren't devotion, that didn't have a devotion to God, and God just swept them away. He gives us examples of this. The Lord does. He says, then shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Now, I was studying in a Bible college. In Bible college, we were studying through the book of Matthew. And I had a teacher one night, and he said, he went through this, and he said, yeah, I said, now this is the type of the rapture. When the rapture takes place, and he said, those that believers are going out of here to be with the Lord. I didn't say nothing. But after the class was over, I went up to him. I said, sir, I said, can I have a word with you? And he said, yeah. I said, I think you're mistaken on what you taught tonight in the class. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, the Lord's dealing with judgment on Noah. I said, these people that are taken out into judgment. They're not taken to heaven. Amen. They're left here to abide in the judgment. He went out. I come back the next week, come to class, and he said, fellas, I said, I want to bring something to your attention. That something was brought to me. He said, I made a mistake. He said, I told you last week that these folks was taken out in the rapture. He said, they were taken out into judgment, into eternal punishment. Big difference. Amen. He said, but they knew not. You said, why did you say that, preacher? I said that to say this. Because they know not. Our people know not. And they're going to be taken out, and they'll know not. They won't even understand why they're taken out. Amen. Until it's too late. Until it's too late. These people, he said, they were just common people. Two in the field. One is taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Amen. What happened? They waited till it was too late. And God's wrath was poured out. Amen. On a bunch of people that were caught up in strong delusion. Amen. I want to say tonight, we are caught up in the day that we're living in a strong delusion that we think everything around us is okay. Amen. We're caught up in a strong delusion. We think when it's okay for them to say, well, you know, Rex, if you feel kind of feminine today, you can go to the ladies' restroom. When we get to the point that we're okay with that, we're got caught up in a strong delusion. Amen. God never intended to be that way. He said, we're supposed to know. He said, they knew not, but we know. Amen. What happened? They came to a time when people forgot to remember God. And Jesus said, what happened? He said, let me tell you what happened. He said, they knew not. Amen. What's happened in our country? People, they know not the mighty hand of God. Amen. They know not the Lord Jesus Christ who will save them from their sins. And then deliver them from all iniquity. Amen. They knew not. What happened? Of course, they knew not. He said, therefore be ready. He said, watch, verse 42. He said, that 44 said, watch it. He said, be ye also ready. Verse 46, he said, so you'll be blessed is that servant whom when his Lord cometh, shall find so doing. Amen. What is he saying, Pastor? He's saying, he said, we need to be watching and be ready. Because we don't know when the Son of Man comes. Praise God, we need to be looking for Him like it could be any day. Amen. And it very well could be. Amen. What happened? They knew not till the flood came and took them all away. I want to say, there's a flood coming. There's a flood coming. There's a flood on the way. And those that are not been born again through the Lord Jesus Christ, washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, amen, they'll know not till the flood comes and takes them away. And they'll take them off into judgment, and they'll be judged before a holy and righteous God. They'll be swept into a great white throne judgment one day. The books and another book, amen, and then the book of life, and they'll show them, said, there's a place here for your name, but you chose to reject God. Amen. He said it wasn't about the materialistic things, the supernatural thing. He said it was about just rejecting God. Amen. One day we'll stand accountable what we do with a holy God. Amen. I'm never going to reject Him. I love Him. I'm just going to stay with Him and be led and guided by Him. Amen. Glory, glory be to God till He takes me out of here. Praise the Lord. Just to be with Him. What a day that'll be. Amen. Glory be to God. Just live for it all the days of our life. Like today, it'd be the day. Amen. Praise God. Because I know that one day it will be. Amen. See, they knew not. They didn't know. What happened is they didn't know. They didn't realize. But we know that Jesus could come any day. Are you ready tonight? Amen. Are you ready? Praise God. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Just a looking, amen, waiting on that transporter. Take me out of here. Praise the Lord. What a day that'll be.